Hey guys, this is Hell Hades. This is a Raid Shadow Legends video. Guys, today I'm going to try and answer the question, which rares suck and which rares do not suck? Okay, it's a really important question, especially if you're newer to the game, or actually if you're trying to go to some of the real endgame stuff with Doom Tower, hard secret rooms, which rares are actually going to help you get there? We're going to try and answer that today. Lady H, every 5 minutes, she's like, I pulled an ancient. Does this rare suck? And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe you should watch a video on it. Yeah? Maybe you should watch a video. Okay, so before we get into the champions, I just want to call out a couple of things. If you want to know which rares are part of a fusion, so if you're trying to get Broadmoor, for example, you've got four rares in the mix here. You kind of want to keep hold of a copy of each of those rares if you get them, because fusing champions really helps you towards points for stuff like champion chase tournaments in the future. If you had Razin still here, there'd be a whole load of rares. I'm not going to be calling them all out in this video, but what I will do is just show you how to find them very quickly. So in your roster, you will see this little swirly gig. Yeah, this little swirly blue thing. And that means that that's a fusible champion. Just make sure you keep one copy of those. Just throw them into your reserve vault. Keep hold of them because they are going to help you get some fusion champions later. I'm not calling all those out today, though. This is going through which ones actually help you in the game. Another thing I will say is if you're just trying to get the early levels of Faction Wars done, any rare can help you. Yeah, so if you've got no rare versus a rare, you want the rare. But most of them, probably just for the early levels, take them up to level 30 or something. Try and prioritize rares that do some sort of AoE hit to the enemy. Otherwise, any rare can help you. But try and just prioritize anyone who's doing an AoE hit and give them like a few levels, give them some level 8 gear, and that will help you. Again, I'm not calling out every rare that can do a tiny job here in Faction Wars, because the honest answer is there's tons of epics now in this game which we get access to relatively early, even if you're on a joke free-to-play account like my one, and they will help you a lot more than most rares. So let's go into it. Crossbowman sucks. Valerie, actually useful. If you're trying to do some kind of like Scarab boss or perhaps in a Clan boss speed tune, if you're trying to get the increased buff duration, this is an extremely rare ability to have in the game for all types of champions. So sometimes you might call on a Valerie, especially if it's on a three turn when booked, very cheap champion to get to do that job. Grandmaster sucks. Mimrodon sucks. Actually, it's a bait champion because he's got Ally Protect, and Ally Protect is a brilliant ability for Clan Boss. Wait until you get a better epic. Don't throw a load of resources into this fella. Misery Cord, she's a misery and she sucks. Preserver won't preserve you in any form. Courtier sucks. Bombardier sucks. Quester sucks. Spymaster sucks. Cataract, useless champion. Conqueror, no thank you. Halberdier actually hits kind of hard. Does have some debuffs. But I would never take him to level 60. He's an absolute bait. Riskarm sucks. Chevalier, actually, I guess I'm calling it out as a Faction War champion. But again, wouldn't take him anywhere else in the game. Vanguard, I wouldn't let him guard my van. We've got Steadfast Marshal. Pretty tanky. Kind of okay for, again, Faction Wars, but not really outside of that. And Dagger, no thanks. So basically a team of sucky champions there. High Elves. This is a very different, right? We go from loads of sucking ones to actually some good ones here. Apothecary, good rare. Multiple hits, good for finite. Healer, gives you speed. Loads of stuff. Can use him in a load of early game content and can push you right into the mid game. Avenger, no thanks. Elhane, good for magic affinity secret rooms late. Does a lot of damage, multiple AoEs. Put her in a stun set and that type of stuff. Also hits hard, good for early game. If you use it as your starter, take it to 60. Otherwise, you wouldn't 60 her until right towards late game when you want to do secret rooms. Judicator, no. Eris, if you get Dimitha as an epic, Eris and Dimitha become an unkillable team for Clan Boss with the right speeds, and that is a really good combo. So she's probably become one of the most 60'd rare champions in the game. Magister, no. Fencer, no. Hyria, sucks. Prosecutor, I don't know what this fellow is doing, but he ain't prosecuting my game. Medicus, no. Interceptor, useless. Reliquary Tender, very good rare. My free-to-play series for 2023. I've taken her up to 50. I've seen a lot of the competitors take her to 60. She's definitely good at 50. I don't know if she necessarily needs to be a 60, but brings a revive and brings a nice cleanse and a heal. So wouldn't be a bad investment if you did. Sacred Order then. Aethel, again, starter hero. Pretty good for secret rooms. Not as good as Elhane. Does some good damage, but I would only take it to 60 if it was desperate and I needed like my starter hero leveled up. Witness, was she witnessing? Not a good game. No thanks. Hospitala, useless. Purgator, hits hard in very niche conditions, but basically trash. Castigator, no. Chaplain. Chaplain's one of these weird ones, actually. So she's got this removes all debuffs from an ally and heals them. It's a really big heal. And she's got attacks all enemy, heals all allies by 25% of the damage. This is a really big heal as well. I'm not saying get her 60, she's the best champion in the game. She's just a bit of a niche one with a good heal. Lamella, no thanks. Solaris, no. Renouncer, renounce yourself from the game. Templar is a decent rare. This is someone who can solo Bommel. Does some weird soloing stuff in the game generally. If you want to find out more, check out channels like YST or people that do a lot of stuff in Doom Tower. Soda Dragon, I'm sure he's got some videos on this dude as well. Pentanent, no. War Priest, no. Absolute bait at the start of the game. She's going to be fed and get yourself a nice 60 much quicker. Judicator, no. Maiden, useless. Mother Superior, actually good for the late game Spirit Doom Tower, the hard Doom Tower rooms. I would say, though, fine at 50. Probably don't need to 6-star, but not a bad rare. Headsman, no. Sanctum Protector, no. Confessor, I confess she absolutely sucks. Justice ER, useless. Hurry up! Useless. Draconis, actually good for hard Doom Tower secret rooms for HP-based champions. Not the best. There's much better ones, but if you need a spot, he's a decent enough healer. Not a bad champ. Sacred Order, done. Barbarians then, marked. Interesting champion. She's got a increased defense and block debuffs. The increased defense is on a 3-turn cooldown and it's the big version. Basically, there's not even that many epics that do this role. Okay, so the rest of her kit's kind of meh. You can use her if you're struggling for clan boss for that type of role. It does keep your life for longer and it helps you stop the stun hitting you. So not bad for that. Elder, no thanks. Hill Nomad, no. Doomstrider, she lost her left boot. She found her left boot, but she didn't find a place in the game. Trudor, useless. Sentinel, good for HP hard. Doom Tower rooms, also good against the Magma Dragon early on for that provoke. I guess you could use him in Hydra very early on, but basically not good for that. War Maiden, decent AoE, decreased defense, rare. Definitely worth investing in early on because it's on a 3-turn cooldown, which is what you want. And she hits pretty damn hard. Could definitely be worthy of a 60. Slayer, slayed himself by being so useless. Anointed, no thanks. Berserker, hits hard. Could be used in a spirit hard Doom Tower room for attack-based spirit champions. That's basically it. Bloodbraid, no thanks. Solgon Bowyer can actually be used in two of the spirit rooms, attack only and spirit only. And she's a really good champion for a spirit champ. Got a Termiter drop, a big nuke, and an AoE to put her in stun set, and the AoE keeps going off. Pretty useful. Tiger Soul, useless. Skirmisher, useless. Ox hits kind of hard, but basically useless. Ragemonger, no thanks. Scrapper, what a fine looking rare, but basically useless. If you're very desperate, you could throw him against a Scarab boss, but it's got to be like maximum level desperation. Ogryn Tribes. Useless, useless, useless. Sucks, sucks, sucks. Damn, the Jailer. The Jailer's got two of the hardest hitting single target hits in the game with his A2 and his A3. They absolutely smack. He doesn't really bring anything else to the game in any other way than two big single target hits. Can be a lot of fun. Very, very good for your faction war type of teams. But I've seen him used in clan boss teams where he's absolutely smacking the clan boss all over the place. Doesn't mean I would 60 him. Again, it's like a fun thing to do when you've been playing the game for a long time rather than let's do it tomorrow because I've got this rare. Lumbers around, useless. Fury Stoker, damn, sucks. Siegebreaker sucks. Oh mama, Flesh Eater sucks. Rot Beast, nothing going on here. Bellower, good rare. Absolutely brilliant rare actually. Three AoE hits, Got some reasonable debuffs on them as well. Got some actual lockout abilities like with the A1. Put him in a stun set, he does a job. Can be your campaign farmer. Definitely great for faction wars and for some of the Doom Tower stuff. Gear Grinder, good rare. Good at 50, I would say. He's got revive. Definitely worthy of this faction. But I wouldn't take him to 60. Piculous sucks. Right, on to the lizards. Muckstalker, a lot of people use this champion in the Sand Devil for his sleep ability. He's got one of the best sleep abilities in the game on his A2 here on a two-turn cooldown. Definitely worthy of that if you don't have anything better. Stink, no. Gator, no. Sliver Brute, no. Bogwalker, early game clan boss potentially. He's got a nice decreased attack on his A1. And he brings a weak source decreased defense as increased defense as well. Pretty useful actually for early clan boss, but then falls right off after that. Skullsworn is incredibly good if you've got Skulllord Vargol, especially for like cheesing the last level of faction wars or cheesing some different content. Outside of that, useless. Hurler, what's he gonna hurl? Nothing. Flinger, what's he gonna fling? Nothing. Slasher, what's he gonna slash? Nothing. All useless. Metal Shaper, good for Scarab boss if you're struggling for shield champions. One of the few champions in the game that brings a shield buff on a same turn buff as the cooldown, which is what you really need for Scarab boss if you don't have stuff like Blood Shield going on. Aerospex, good early game, not worthy of 60. Cagebound, no thanks. Skinwalkers. Actually, some good champions in this one. Greybeard, got a nice AoE freeze. Pretty unusual for a rare champion. So this is nice control. But again, like 60, probably not, maybe 50. Fleshmonger, good for endgame attack-based secret rooms. One of the few that brings a decreased defense. So can be used for that. He's also the only champion outside of legendaries in this faction, I think, that does decreased defense as well. So you might need him for faction wars. But not bad. Probably, again, maybe as a 50 champion rather than a 60. Bloodpainter, no. Nullhorn, great champion for control. Great champion. Considering he's a rare, he is absolutely insane. Awesome for the HP-based endgame secret room. Some people run two of this dude. Some people are running three. It's just like full control, allowing someone else to do some damage in your team. He's got this AoE provoke, and he makes himself unkillable when he does it. So he's just like that. Come at me, boys. You can't kill me. Channeler, I don't know what he was channeling, but it was not anything good. Grappler, actually kind of hard-hitting rare, not bad. Is he worthy of a 60? I've done a video on him a while ago, and he did put in some work, but probably now he's been a bit outscaled by the rest of the champions in the game. Lamibur, useless. Bloodhorn, useless. Panthera, useless. Orcs. Death Chanter, no thanks. Chopper, go chop yourself some wood, friend. You're no good for this game. Gaelic. Again, one of the starter heroes will be okay for attack-based secret rooms. He's probably the worst of the starters. Does a bit of AoE damage. That's about it. Good for arena early game. After that, he just kind of falls straight off. Spikehead, no. Pig sticker, go and get yourself a new hobby, my friend. That is not a very sensible one. Ironclad. This dude can be used endgame in secret rooms again, alongside something like a painkeeper. Basically, he's putting out damage whilst he's being healed. You can also have a lot of fun with him. Him and Apothecary together can clear waves if he is built to do damage. It's a very fun combo. Again, maybe more of a niche thing to do if you want to do something really cool in the game. Him and Woad Painted, absolutely slaying the arena. But outside of that, doesn't get used a lot. Gormos, no. Treefeller, no. Twinclaw, useless. Raider, useless. Totem, useless. Wyvernbane, useless. Veteran, pretty decent early game for Clan Boss. Again, got a good decreased attack here. And he brings himself or your team some crit rate. He's also defense-based, which makes him easy to keep alive. Outside of that, pretty useless. Huntress, no. Ripper Fist, sucks. Demon Spawn, then. Diabolist. Super underrated rare, this one. Because you get so many copies of it. When you start farming stage 12-3 campaign, and you're like, oh, I get this one so often, must absolutely suck. Doesn't suck. Actually good. I've seen people do four Diabolists and an Allure to take down Faction War Stage 21 for this faction. I've seen people level a Diabolist to 60 and have no complaints early game. Basically a speed freak, speed champion, enable you to keep your team moving. Pretty decent. Tormentor, useless. Houndspawn, with Hellfang together for like a fun pick is good. It's good for them, for the memes. Otherwise, not that great. Basically, these two as a combo will give you the one of the hardest hitting AoEs in the game. As long as Hellfang's in the team and the target's frozen, this Houndspawn just does obscene damage. But it's a very niche pick. Marquez, good for Spirit Affinity, Secret Rooms later on. Also one of the hardest hitting defense-based champions in the game. Probably now there's a few. She used to be like top three. Maybe she's top six or so. But the only people she competes with are legendaries. No epics are anywhere near that. Abyssal, actually half decent. AoE block buffs is quite good for Hydra, along with some healing and stuff. So not useless. Hellborn in one of the best clan boss teams in the game. The world record team. Again, a bit like Valerie I spoke about earlier. Gives you this increased buff duration whilst giving you a buff, whilst bringing a weaken. Quite good for clan boss. But again, it needs to be part of a team that makes some sense for her to be a part of. And there are epics that do the same job. They just don't actually bring generally as much. Hellfreak, useless. Ifrit, useless. Marquez, useless. Fellhound can be good as a 6-second campaign farmer. Does a lot of damage on the A1. Also can be used as a bit of a cheese strategy. Will always put block damage on your leader if there's a reason to do so. So sometimes you can kind of get all of the damage funneling in to someone who can't die, which is quite fun. Malbranche, no thanks. Undead Sen. Banshee, lots of AoE, so this is good for faction ones, that's it. Temptress, no. Frozen Banshee still does a lot of damage in clan boss, especially in a team that's got ally attacks or counter attacks. She's prolific at putting out poison. Grave Chill alongside Frozen Banshee, if you're short on options, is actually good for a clan boss combo. Okay, but outside of being with Frozen Banshee, she doesn't really fare that well on her own. Sorceress, no. Grinna is a reviver, good for faction wars, not really good outside of that. Wretch, useless. Bone Knight sucks. Rotting Mage, rot away, my friend. Foolish Ranger, no. Corpulent Cadaver, part of the best ever clan boss team that does billions of damage. Outside of that team and that exact niche, sucks completely. Don't watch that video. Build one out expecting good things. He will not give you good things. But if you build him in that one specific team, he's insane. That's the only place he's insane. Arbalesta, no. Doomscreech, actually a really good rare for setting up defense-based nukers, increased speed or increased turn meter whilst giving you increased defense. Also really solid for the HP-based secret room when you get to endgame. Hollow, useless. Seducer, kind of decent. Gives you a two-turn block debuffs and a mini increased defense. Two-turn block debuffs is really useful in a lot of areas of the game. Faction Wars, Spider, loads of Doom Tower bosses. So if you're struggling for this particular skill, he can help you out. And he's defense-based, so he's quite easy to keep alive. Stitch Beast, got a bit of turn meter control, but I wouldn't 60. Skeleton, no. Bloat Wraith, useless. Okay, Dark Elves. Judge, hard-hitting rare. This one is very good for attack-based secret rooms. Does a ton of damage. Again, if you're not using him for that niche pick for secret rooms, probably wouldn't build him out. Kale, early game, like most superior rare in the game for the early game. Gives you poisons, gives you damage, really useful. And he will carry into those late game secret rooms. Mystic Hand, only ever used in the very start of the game. Still buffs to complete a mission against, which one is it? Like, I think it's the magic Potion Keep. Outside of that, he's never used. Don't be baited into this guy. Still Bowyer, sucks. Ordinator, sucks. Spirit Host, very useful early game. Outside of that, pretty much sucks. You might use her in the spirit hard secret room if you need a spirit champion, but probably you've got better by now. Hexweaver, useless. Wanderer, wander away, my friend. Never come back. Coldheart, the best end game rare in the game. Got an absolute nuke on the A3, which everybody loves her for. Only needs 70% crit rate to make that work. A 4-hitter on the A1, which is great for Finite Shield as well. Most used rare in the game, probably. Paragon doesn't really need to be a 60. He's a great cheese meister. He can get you through levels of stuff that you shouldn't get through. Nightmare Campaign, Spider 20, whatever. Like, if you're struggling, always look up the Paragon Cheese and you'll find yourself some fun stuff on YouTube. Retainer, I don't know what he retains. It is not anything good. Eviscerator, if you want to see Eviscerator in action, check out HWZ on YouTube. This chick actually has got some stuff going on. So, very, very arena-centric. Attacks an enemy champion with the default skill whenever they are healed or receives a buff. So if you think about arena, when, say, I don't know, Arbiter gives everyone a buff, Eviscerator will come in and A1. Attacks one random enemy if multiple enemies are healed or receive a buff at the same time. So she's going to go in and nuke someone with this A1, which hits really hard. And then her AoE also hits really hard. So actually kind of an interesting rare. Again, probably for a niche pick, a fun pick. But, I mean, I've seen some silly stuff being done with this rare. Painkeeper. Very good rare. Definitely worth your time. If you get a Maneater and Painkeeper combo, you can do an unkillable clan boss team. It's one of the earliest kind of ins, I guess, to being able to do that. But does follow through to HP-based secret rooms as your healer. Also someone who can reduce the cooldown of your skills. Very good. Harvester sucks. Night Revs. Executioner. When I first started playing the game, this was the go-to champion. He's kind of okay. He's definitely not must 60 anymore. We're talking 3.5 years ago now. The game has moved on, people. Move on with it. Executioner, pretty average nowadays. You wouldn't be so sad if you leveled him, but you'd be a bit sad. Thurgis, useless. Magus, useless. Coffin Smasher, good for clan boss, actually. So if you want a decreased attack champion who also brings a bit of damage reduction and a little cheeky burn, he's going to be your fella. Certainly in the early game, he's probably going to be one of your best options until you start picking up epics that give you just more value. Arcanist sucks. Gladiator sucks. Acolyte, no thanks. Guardian, is this the one? Is this the one? Yes. It's only for faction wars, so forgive me for going back on what I said right at the start. But this guy, many a time, has helped me help other people through the Night Revs. This 4-time at random, chance of placing block buffs, when you're against that Valkyrie wave, they're so annoying to beat. This dude has got something going on that can just help you get there. So bear that in mind. Crimson Slayer, she ain't slaying nothing today. Renegade, end game rare. Doesn't necessarily need to be a 60, but it's got this reset ability, which enables you to do things you shouldn't be able to do. Like get Seer to go one wave after the next wave and doing all of their big abilities. People like Seer, people like Royal Guard, people like Husk, they're like, please bring Renegade along and then you'll see the numbers go up. Very cool rare. Daywalker, I don't know which day he walks in. It's not mine. Centurion, useless. Ashwalker, hits kind of hard, but not as hard as the starter champions and doesn't bring anything else. So wouldn't level one out. Onto the dwarves. Grumbler, stop grumbling, be gone. Runic Warder sucks. Stout Axeman, useless. Cudgeler, useless. Avir, not a bad support rare. Wooden 60, but does bring poisons, some decreased attack and speed, and some turn meter fill. Definitely useful, but not really a level 60 champion. Flailer, flail away, friend. Candle Guard, cheer up. What's with your face? Oh, I realize what's with your face. You're absolutely useless. Beast Wrestler hits hard, but that's it. Honor Guard, no thanks. No thanks. Dolor, no. Boltsmith, useless. Madman, he is a madman. Look at his face. He hits hard, this guy. He does hit hard. But again, a wooden 60 him. There's way better options in the game. Master Butcher, hallelujah. Give me a God praise Master Butcher right now. This guy is actually really solid. Really solid. Do I need to 60 him? Not necessarily. Probably could be run at 50. He's a very decent option for Bommel. He's also a decent option for Hydra. He's also a decent option for Magma Dragon. To three areas of the game that he brings some good skills. He's got provokes going on for Magma Dragon and Hydra. Self buffs, which means on Hydra you can force the Head of Mischief onto one target. He's also got the passives, which mean that when bombs go off, your friends heal. So when attacked, heals all allies equal to the amount of damage taken. So when bombs pop, he heals them. And when somebody dies, he pops them back up. Doesn't mean he's going to be like the only thing you need to beat Bommel, but he can definitely help you if you're struggling with the early game Bommel fights. Hatchet Slinger, no. Glorial, useless. Bulwark, decent rare for Clan Boss early game until you get better options. Brings a burn, a weaken, and its ability to increase debuffs. So quite a good kind of like leader position rare until you get better stuff. Painsmith smacks and can block revive. This dude's actually like serious in the arena. If you just want to take down one enemy, you got that Duchess and you're like, I'm going to sit that Duchess down so that I can then get on with my game. This guy can do that for you. Dildul, half decent, probably not worthy of a 60. Kurzad, again, similar type of story, really. It's actually got one of the best chances to place a decreased speed against Iron Twins in the game. But if you're going that way, then you're probably going to struggle with Iron Twins anyway, because the only champion that could beat up Iron Twins is Geomancer. Right, Shadowkin. Life Taker sucks. Assassin useless, Bloodmask useless. Adachi, kind of okay. Got a provoke, got some shieldage. Probably wouldn't 60 though, honestly. Look, I'm going to go quickly through these. They all suck. Sylvan Watchers, reasonable hit on Pathfinder Kate, wouldn't 60-er. Turlak, probably the best new rare that's been added in a while. Defense-based champion, does bring you a bit of a speed buff. It's a shame it's a small version, but if you get him early game, pretty useful. Also brings a pretty nice shield as well. Reasonable stats. Yeah, he's okay. He's okay. Would I 60 him tomorrow? Probably not. So there you go, guys. Do all rares suck? Well, most of them do, but not all of them. I've been Hell Hades. I'll see you later.